You're listening to the Marketplace Flash Briefing. I'm David Brancaccio. We have a stock market in the dumps this morning after the chair of the Federal Reserve said the economic effects of COVID will linger. In early trading, the Dow Jones Industrial Average is down 765 points, 2.8%. The S&P 500 is down 2.4%. The NASDAQ is down over 200 points, 2.1%. The VIX index of stock market volatility is up at is up 16% actually to 32. It tends to run around 10 or 12 when it's calm. Diane Swonk is the chief economist at the tax and advisory firm Grant Thornton.
What was really important about the Fed's remarks was, one, we're looking at low interest rates for a long time, which initially financial markets are like, yay, no interest rate increases. But it's a reflection of the struggle they see in terms of reopening. There was no victory lap over the May employment number. And really, Powell has stressed over and over again that this is first and foremost a health crisis, as you see resurgence in cases, as we're seeing across over 14 states right now. That could be a damper on activity again. Also, although he didn't recommend specific fiscal aid from Congress, he continued his plea that we can't do this alone. They can only lend, they cannot spend, and Congress needs to step up and do more.
The number of people signing up for unemployment benefits is still high, but lower than the week before. The number today for the week that ended Saturday is just over 1.5 million, with an enormous 21 million people still drawing state jobless benefits. That's all for today's Flash Briefing. For more news, visit marketplace.org.